Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Even if you're not familiar with a musical instrument called the theremin, chances are you've heard it. It's featured in Whole Lotta Love by Led Zeppelin. And a theremin-like instrument, sometimes called the electrotheremin, is used for one of the signature parts of Good Vibrations by the Beach Boys. The theremin is unique because of how it's played, and exactly how that's done will be performed locally this weekend by Somerville theremin player John Bernhardt. He'll be appearing with a Montreal writer who has a new novel out about the theremin's inventor. And John Bernhardt joins me in the studio with his theremin. John, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for inviting me, Sasha.
John, would you explain what makes the theremin unusual and how it works?
Sure. It's unusual in that it's an instrument you play without actually touching it. Typically, it's a box of some sort with two antennae that come out of either side. One antenna controls the pitch, and the other antenna controls the volume. And as you move your hands closer and further away from these two antennae, you control the sound of the instrument.
So you're moving your hands to make the music, your hands through the air. How much control do you have over how it sounds?
You have a lot of control over the pitch and the volume. It's just, it's very difficult. It's very sensitive to your body movement. You could wiggle your pinky and the pitch could change by a major third. You could go from an open fist to a closed fist and you could be changing the pitch by an octave.
The best way to understand this probably is to hear you play it. Could you demonstrate on your theremin how you do this and explain
Sure.
what you're doing as you do it?
Sure thing. All right. The problem with this, the microphone actually affects the pitch as well. So we have to be careful how close the microphone is.
Okay.
As my hand moves closer to the antenna, the pitch gets higher. As I move my hand away from the antenna, the pitch gets lower. And similarly with the volume, as my hand moves away from the volume antenna, the pitch will get louder. And as it gets closer to the volume antenna, the pitch gets softer until it's silent. And by manipulating these two antennae, you can play melodies like...
You've demonstrated some of the sounds. Could you actually play a song, a melody we might recognize?
Sure, yeah.
John, that was George Gershwin's Summertime, and that backtrack was pre-recorded. Those were other instruments that you were accompanying with your theremin.
Yes, yeah, the theremin can't make those sounds.
Also with us by phone from Montreal is writer Sean Michaels, who you'll be appearing with at Porter Square Books tomorrow. And Sean, thanks for also being with us.
Well, it's my great pleasure.
Sean, do you play the theremin as well?
I do own a couple of theremins, but although I like to say that any warm-blooded human being can make a sound on a theremin, but unfortunately I can't do much better than that.
Anyone can do it because you just have to move your hands in front of the instrument?
Yeah, so long as your body conducts electricity. In fact, you probably don't have to be human.
Can you make a song? Can you make a melody on it at this point?
I can play a version of Happy Birthday that's probably roughly comprehensible as Happy Birthday if someone has a cake and I'm standing beside them.
Some people describe the sound of the theremin as kind of ghostly or a little sci-fi. Is that how you interpret it, Sean?
Yeah, I do hear that. Like, where is that sound coming from? It's kind of a floating emanation or something.
I will say on more than one occasion when I've played the theremin, people don't believe that it's the instrument. They think I'm humming, you know, secretly.
It is heard in many sci-fi movies. Does that tend to be where it appears a lot?
That's what most people know it from, certainly. Inevitably, you hear that kind of sound, and people instantly identify it with the sci-fi movies.
John, is there anything you want to play us out on your theremin?
I could do something very, very different that might entertain you.
Sure.
Thank you.
That is, of course, Video Killed the Radio Star, played on a theremin in WBUR Studios by Somerville thereminist John Bernhardt. John, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me again, Sasha.
And John will be appearing at Porter Square Books this weekend with Montreal writer Sean Michaels, who has a new novel out called Us Conductors, about the inventor of the theremin. Sean, thanks to you, too.
Thanks. See you there.
Yeah.